Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WMR.FM. This is episode number 517. My name is Scott Van Ack. I am the senior SEO at Stepforth Web Marketing. Ross is away today, so you've got all Scott this episode. For better or for worse, here I am. I'm going to start off with a very simple non-SEO piece of news, and that is happy birthday to Search Engine Land, if anyone over there is listening. Today, December 11th, is their 19th birthday at Search Engine Land. So if you're in Canada, you could go have a beer, but I don't know if the drinking age in the States is 21 everywhere, but yeah, you got to wait a couple more years for that. So anyways, happy birthday, Search Engine Land, and keep doing what you do. And now for some SEO news. Google updates. So there were some Google updates and a lot of search ranking volatility on December 3rd and 4th. I didn't really see anything, just usual minor tweaks and ranking fluctuations here and there. There was a lot of chatter about it. Google never said anything specific, but there was a lot of speculation throughout the SEO community, and we never really learned anything about it. So there was an update, but we don't know anything, which is kind of typical for a lot of these Google updates later. And let's just roll that right into more Google update action. So this is kind of funny. On December 9th, 2 days ago, at the Google Search Central Live event in Zurich, John Mueller said they are working on the next core update and that it should be out soon. It was unclear if soon meant before or after the holidays, but John did say that he would not be surprised if one launches in the coming weeks. And he added, hopefully not before the holidays. Hopefully not before the holidays. Well, 2 days later, today, December 11th, it's rolling out right now. There's a core update that just happened. Search Engine Land reported about an hour before recording this for me. So we don't know anything about that yet either because it's happening right now. So it's a, you know, your traditional core update. Do not react or panic until it is done. If you see rankings fluctuate for the worse, don't worry about it yet. Wait till the core update is done before you act on that or try to do anything or try to figure anything out. If you see rankings skyrocket and get really exciting, don't get too excited because that could also fall back down. So who knows where it will settle, but wait to act until approximately 3 weeks. They say it will take 3 weeks, but I feel like every time Google says, it'll take about 3 weeks, it ends up dragging into 4 or 5 weeks, even longer. So who really knows how long this update will take? But it is underway right now, and hopefully it's a great Christmas gift for all you small businesses out there. We'll find out. It might be a lump of coal. Hopefully not for anybody. But one thing Google has also done is they've confirmed that they do roll out unannounced smaller core updates. So Google's core update search developer documentation was recently updated. They added a new section that does confirm that it sometimes rolls out smaller unannounced core updates. Unannounced. We kind of know this. I don't know if I would have called them core updates. We just say Google's doing an update and they don't really say anything. They're calling them core updates. So they're just like small tweaks to the core updates. Google has sort of said this before. They've mentioned it before, but now it's official in the documentation. The new paragraph they added reads, "You don't necessarily have to wait for a core update to see the effect of your improvements. We're continually making updates to our search algorithms, including smaller core updates. These updates are not announced because they aren't widely noticeable. They are another way that your content can see a rise in position if you've made improvements." Which is true. I mean, if you're trying to tweak things and try to either recover from past updates or just make a better website, these smaller core updates will have those influences on your rankings. So when you do see things sort of spike up across the board for a bunch of stuff, it's possibly safe to say that there was an update that caused that. Not always, though. It could be changes on your site, changes to the competition, who knows. Google said that their new paragraph in this documentation is to clarify that site owners that make content improvements can see a rise in position in Google search results without having to wait for the next major core update. So, yep, there we have it. Core updates are happening right now. They're happening all the time. And I kind of miss the olden days of updates, like when there was a Florida update way, way, way back and all the other big updates of the past, because those updates came with very clear outlines, or we were able to figure it out very quickly what they targeted. Sometimes they would target links or spam or this or that. And now those updates are for several years now, more specific. They come out with the spam updates and that kind of stuff. So they're independent. And those ones, we know what they do, and we know how to react to the core updates. We just have to wait and see how it shakes out. And as always, just build awesome content that really strongly reflects your expertise in your area. If you keep doing that, you're going to be just fine. And now we have an update from Google Search Console. Actually, a couple updates I want to talk about today. On December 8th, Google announced a new experiment in Google Search Console. They said, "Today, we are excited to announce a new experiment in Search Console that offers site owners a unified view of Google search performance across their websites and social channels. With this update, we're expanding the Search Console Insights report to include performance data not only for your website, but also for some of your social channels. This new integration allows your review... this new integration lets you review search performance of social channels associated with your website directly within Search Console. At this point, it's an experiment. It has a very limited rollout, but Google goes on to say, "We are rolling out these new insights for a limited set of websites. At this first stage, the insights are available only for sites and channels that Search Console has identified automatically. On the Search Console Insights report, you will be prompted to add the social channels that Search Console has automatically identified and associated with your website." So what will this new report show? Essentially a few things. Additional traffic sources, total clicks to your site received from additional sources such as image search, video search, news search, discover. The total reach will be shown, so total clicks and impressions driving traffic from Google to your channel, the various social channels. Content performance, so top social channel pages as well as those trending up or down. Search queries, top trending queries leading users to your social profiles, and audience locations, so top countries where users are clicking on your channel in results. So have you set this up? Well, probably not, but if anyone out there has set it up, I would love to hear about it. You know, if you've got early access, hey, share some screenshots and stories and what do you think about it? I have not been able to see it yet. For the rest of us who want it, you just have to wait until Google decides to prompt you to add those channels. Hopefully soon, but again, this is an experiment, so who knows? Maybe they will not roll it out for long. Maybe they'll start and decide, nah, we're going to cancel it because Google likes to do those sorts of things. But I think it's great if you can merge all that social data into Search Console. It's going to make things interesting and a lot easier for a lot of people. The next bit of change at Search Console is that they are testing AI-powered configuration. Google has added a new experimental feature to Search Console, AI-powered configuration. Soon you will be able to tell Search Console that you want to see, sorry, you'll be able to tell Search Console what you want to see, and it will instantly build the report for you. The feature is still rolling out and you may not see it yet. Google says the AI-powered configuration feature is designed to streamline your analysis by handling three key elements for you. Selecting metrics, so choosing which metrics you want to see, clicks, impressions, average click-through rate, and average position, all based on your question. Applying filters, so narrowing down data based on query, page, country, device, search appearance, or date range. And configuring comparisons, so you can set up complex comparisons like custom date ranges and things like that without manual setup. For the full rollout, it's going to be slow and it's only available to a limited set of sites. It is expected to expand over time. Hopefully we all see that. I know I'm getting used to going into AI, whether it be ChatGPT or any of the various tools that we've been using, and just ask a question and it spits out the answer. You can ask complex questions, and to be able to do that in Search Console and say, I don't know, I haven't been able to play with it, but to specify you want to know how your site's performing for maybe a set of keywords or through dates or whatever, being able to just ask it and not have to navigate through the reports is going to make things much easier for a lot of people. Google did also note a few limitations here. So one is that the feature is designed for configuration, filters, comparisons, metrics. It cannot perform actions like sorting the table, excuse me, or exporting data, not yet at least. It supports only the performance report for search results. So it isn't available for Discover or news reports yet. And some accuracy limitations, I guess. AI can sometimes misinterpret results and requests. So always review the suggestions, the filters, anything that you get out of this, and make sure that Google is displaying what you want it to. So we are going to take a quick break now. When we come back, we'll touch on LLMS.txt, an AI mode study, and some important information about structured markup and JavaScript.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Tired of social media censorship? Frustrated by restrictions on TV, billboards, and traditional radio? CannabisRadio.com is the only platform where you can connect directly with over 1 million dedicated listeners without the limitations. Advertise your product freely to high-value, educated decision makers. Launch your unrestricted campaign today. Email Brasco, B-R-A-S-C-O, at CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WMR.FM, hosted by me today, Scott Vanak, senior SEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. Remember, we do have a show notes newsletter you can sign up for at SEO101radio.com. Don't miss a single link and refresh your memory of a past show at any time. In addition, we invite listeners to connect with Ross on LinkedIn. You can find him there at linkedin.com/in/website marketer. Before the break, we were discussing some Google updates and changes at Search Console. So let's dive into some other fun stuff like LLMS.txt. This is kind of interesting. So Google, specifically John Mueller, has said no one uses LLMS.txt. He has said that Google won't use it and that it can be useless. He has suggested that if you do use it, you should no-index it. And then on December 3rd, Google posted an LLMS.txt file to developers.google.com. So John Mueller was asked about it, and his response was, with like a little sideways smiley face thing. And then a few hours later, that file was taken down and served a 404 error. So I'm not sure what is going on here. Google was maybe testing it briefly, maybe for their own purposes. Who knows? My sort of view on LLMS.txt is that it doesn't really do anything currently. And most people are saying you don't need to worry about it. A lot of platforms are saying they'll never use it. I think in 2026, in the new year, we are going to start rolling it out to all of our clients. It won't affect any rankings. It shouldn't affect anything, really. But in the future, if it does start to play a role, it will be there and it'll be ready. And any clients or websites that have it will get that advantage immediately. So my stance is it doesn't hurt to set it up and go for it. I wouldn't waste a lot of time on it. You know, if you've got a bit of spare time, find the plugins that work with your CMS to do it or however you want to implement it. But definitely worthwhile looking into. Maybe it'll be a big deal someday. I don't know. But right now it's minor, but consider it if you would like to. And a study was put out by SagaPixel showing that Google AI mode sends traffic on 69% of transactional queries. So this study shows AI mode does not kill high-value clicks. Users still visit websites, then choose things like doctors, dentists, and other services. Most studies out there are focusing on informational queries. This is according to SagaPixel. They claim that this is the first study that focuses solely on transactional queries, which I haven't researched. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm going to have to do some digging and find out. But as far as I know, this is the first one I've seen, at least. So it's probably true. So what they did is, it is a smaller study. It's on the smaller side. They watched 52 participants across the US and Canada spend nearly 22 hours searching for high involvement services. The study is small, but it did show some interesting findings. It showed that 69% of AI mode users visited a website. Only about 20% of users felt ready to make a decision based solely on the AI summary. So this means, you know, the big thing right now is zero click results, and that's a problem. But they're showing that 69% still clicked on those results. So that's not bad. You're still retaining some of those visitors or you know, people are. The study also showed that being ranked one is no longer winner take all. 89% of the participants clicked on more than one business. And on average, participants checked 3.7 results per session. So that's not terrible. And actually more than I would have expected. So that's cool. 16% of users relied on above-the-fold content to decide. So 84% of participants scrolled down to view the consideration set, which is essentially the citations that are being listed. This is because users treat AI results as a curated list rather than a single answer, making them willing to explore and dig through the list a bit further. And finally, they found photos don't really matter much, but reviews are everything. About 21% of users viewed photos attached to a Google Business Profile. 74% of users read reviews on Google Business Profiles. And in the AI interface, text just seems to carry more weight than images. People don't really care about images when dealing with AI. So it kind of comes down to, again, having great content. So that's cool. Yeah, a lot of the studies seem to show that click-through rates are way down with AI mode. But the truth is, a lot of those are in informational queries. If somebody wants to know, you know, what time is it in Australia, or what's the area code for, what are the different phone area codes for Los Angeles, or things like that, they're not going to ever see a website. AI is going to spit out those answers. The answers will probably be correct. And a lot of those informational queries are going to die out in terms of being traffic sources for a lot of websites out there. So if your site relies primarily on informational queries, AI is a problem for sure. But it hopefully will mean that the transactional queries are still delivering traffic, you're still making sales, and you may see less traffic in total, but hopefully your sales will be about the same, if not higher. And finally, we have one more bit of news here about structured markup being dynamically generated with JavaScript. In late 2024, Google updated its documentation around its shopping-related structured data and warned not to generate this dynamically through JavaScript. But there was really no explanation as to why. On December 9th, Google finally explained why. It is because shopping bots crawl a lot, and they crawl fast. Because of the speed and quantity of feeds they need to consume, it does not have time, or they do not have time, to wait for JavaScript to dynamically generate structured data. So they just don't. So if you are generating, I should add that this is specific to Google Shopping. Regular Googlebot does wait and consumes JavaScript. So if you're talking just regular organic rankings, if you don't have a shopping website, an e-commerce website, you really don't have to worry about this. But if you do have e-commerce, make sure that this is not going to be a problem for you. Now, one thing is that if you're using Shopify, you don't really have to worry. As an example, Shopify generates product structured markup primarily using server-side templating language, not client-side JavaScript. So the Liquid code, Shopify's Liquid files, that's what they call them, dynamically inserts product information into a JSON-LD script block within the HTML before it is sent to the user's browser and search engines. So while it is being generated dynamically, it's being generated before it gets sent to Google, before Google sees it. So this structured markup is fine. It's all good. It's only an issue if you're generating it client-side. And I don't know of any systems that naturally do that, but you know, if you're using a custom or proprietary CMS, it's quite possible. Something to look into at least, especially if you're having issues with Google Shopping, make sure that that structured markup is generated server-side, not client-side. Well, on behalf of myself, Scott Van Eck, Senior SEO at Stepworth Web Marketing, thank you for joining me today. And please remember, we do have that show notes newsletter that you can sign up for, SEO101radio.com. We'd like to share a lot of links and things like that on the show, and links are very hard to translate across a podcast. So get the show notes newsletter. All the links are in there. It'll be awesome. You can also use it, of course, to refresh your memory of past shows, find extra info, all that kind of stuff. If you have any questions or would like to share any thoughts or experiences, stories you have in the SEO world, you can post them to our Facebook group, easily found by searching SEO 101 Podcast on Facebook. If you enjoyed the show, we would appreciate any feedback on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast stream. Have a great week. Have a great holiday. We might do another show. Ross and I might do another show next week. So we might get one more in before the new year, but it is possible this will be the last show of 2025. So if we're not back next week, have a great new year and holidays, and we'll see you with the next episode in January. Take care. Thank you for listening, everybody.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.